Everything you need
for a brand new day.
Cliffo and Kate for breakfast.
On the pod today, we meet Nat Bennett. Kate, now this woman, her and her hubby had their car stolen. They then went on to meet the kid who stole it. He apologized and they forgave him. It's a really wild story.
It's a great story. We also chat to you. You're doing your couch potato, Cliffo. It's a bit of a flashback, this one, a bit of nostalgia. You're talking Gladiators.
Yeah, baby. 29 years old this week, Gladiators. We celebrate it on the Cliffo and Kate podcast.
Nat and Zach Bennett were victims of Townsville youth crime last month, and there was a bit of a change or something that sort of happened where the person accused of the crime got in touch with them and wanted to have a conversation with them. And Nat joins us this morning on the phone. Nat, thanks for joining us.
Oh, that's okay.
This is an incredible story. Sadly, youth crime and Townsville, Nat, they seem to go hand in hand. And I remember you and your husband, it was only last month, you guys, you had your house broken into, car stolen. And am I right? You guys were the guys who, you're on the news and stuff because there was a pretty dramatic citizen's arrest of the kid who stole your car?
Yeah, so 3 years ago, we were broken into and had both our cars stolen, which is how we woke up to them trying to steal the cars a few weeks ago. So they didn't actually get into the house. They tried getting into the cars and we all woke up, neighbourhood woke up, and the citizen's arrest obviously happened. So that went quite viral.
And then what happened after that? You obviously, there was a police report. I'm guessing all of the sort of paperwork and stuff happened after something like that. What happened between then and this boy reaching out to you?
So, yeah, we did the police report and all of that. Sort of didn't really hear anything for about a week. And then Zach and I both received a message from the boy, separate messages, like written a little bit differently, just, yeah, wanting to own up to his actions and apologise. And I think doing that over the phone is quite easy. So the fact he wanted to do it to our faces, I think, speaks volumes. What 15-year-old is really doing that, A, and then B, like what kid, you know, is wanting to own up and be better and, you know, change his life around. So we had a bit of an open mind around it. Obviously, went in with a bit of precaution because sometimes you don't know what you're walking into. But, yeah, very big open mind toward the situation.
Okay, so this guy texts you and your husband separately. He's 15 years old, like you said. So then, did you guys, you said you did it safely and all that. Did you guys, like, initiate a meeting or did he do that or how did that come about?
We sort of mutually agreed, like, where we would go, and he brought his auntie as well. So it was just me, my husband, him and his auntie, which was nice. Like, we weren't obviously bombarded with people, which I think we kind of expected. So that was good. Obviously, again, like, super cautious of our surroundings and that, not knowing what we're walking into, knowing what and how bad youth crime is.
What did he say, Nat? What did he say to you and Zach?
Just how sorry he was. And, you know, like, we were really interested to understand what happened in his life to get him in that position that night and why was he there, what was going on, because I think we're just so quick to throw hate without really understanding what these kids are going through. And yes, like I've said so many times, like, there are some that are just beyond help, but there's got to be more than this kid that were just in the wrong place at the wrong time, had, you know, a really bad hand at life, and that was this kid. And if he wants to do better, then why not? Why not give him that opportunity?
Have you forgiven him?
Yeah, we both did. And we want to see him do better. We know that he's got a couple of social events coming up in the next couple of months. So we've been in contact with him and his auntie, and we're just really interested now in knowing about, you know, not even just this kid, like more kids like him. We've been contacted by a few different organisations to come and, like, talk there with more kids like this and, yeah, kind of get a bit more involved in it, because obviously there is more kids than just him that are in these situations. And, you know, helping one kid at a time, that's less kids on the street doing the wrong thing.
I just think it's so amazing this kid reached out. It's truly amazing. And, yeah, you and your hubby, you know, forgiving guys, Nat, it's, yeah, it's really great what's happened here, and it's good to have a bit of good news on that front. So, Nat Bennett, thank you for sharing your story. It's much appreciated. Thanks for joining us on Triple M Breakfast.
No, thank you for having me.
133353, our phone number. Want to float it right now. Who is Townsville's oldest worker? And Kate, this is off the back of a woman we met yesterday by the name of Michelle, who was one of the people who nominated her mum.
She was, yes.
For Repay Mum. These are beautiful entries. The thing about Michelle's mum, her name is Karina. She's 82 years old and she's still working. This is what Michelle told us yesterday.
My wonderful mum is a very amazing 82 years young.
Wow.
She is still working as a registered nurse.
Jeez.
Yeah, she does one night a week at the Good Shepherd Nursing Home. So she's been nursing for over 65 years.
You and I both gasped when we heard that she was still working. A part of me was in awe as well, like, wow, an 82-year-old woman who's probably nursing people that are the same age as her. She just keeps the brain ticking. She does one day a week. Like, I love that. It's great.
Would Karina have had customers who are younger than her before, potentially?
I reckon for sure.
Like, 82 years old, still pulling a shift in aged care and in nursing too. Like, nursing is backbreaking work. One of my old housemates was a nurse. Nurses work.
It's tough and also emotionally quite draining as well. But I think what a wonderful thing that she still does. She obviously still loves it. And I love the fact that she still has the ability to work just one day a week.
Yeah.
I feel like it keeps her brain ticking. I can imagine it keeps her sort of in a social environment as well and probably really good for her mental health.
Well, they say working like keeps you young, huh?
Yeah.
Like my dad's retired recently. He's going to start doing some volunteering.
Is he?
Like the men's shed and all that.
Just to keep busy.
Just to keep the brain. Like if you what do they say? If you stop doing it, you lose it. Like,
well, I can imagine that when you've been working for, I don't know, let's call it 50 years of your life, to suddenly stop, if you haven't sort of had interests or you haven't built something outside of work, it's a really massive adjustment.
It's why Pricey is circling like a shark.
Actually, he's outside the window right now.
With a pitchfork. Look, 133353 is our phone number. Let's put it out there. Townsville's oldest worker. Mm. Like, can anyone beat 82 years old? Let's say anything 80 north. Maybe even late 70s.
Even late 70s is pretty good.
I think we can beat Karina. Not that it's a comp, but
love to find someone in their 90s still.
Is there anyone in their 90s in Townsville?
Someone must have a nana, grandpa.
Volunteering or something.
Yeah.
Look, 133353. Let's celebrate these senior citizens in our community who are still rocking up. Might just be one day a week. Like I say, could be on a volunteer basis.
Yeah.
But do you know anyone in their 80s or above? Who's still pulling a shift, who's still working in Townsville? 133353, our phone number. Give him a shout. Peter is here. Who's still working away in their twilight years, mate?
My sister-in-law, Nada.
Nada. How old is she, Peter?
77.
77. Yeah, right. All right, so she's well over retirement age. What's she doing?
House cleaning 3 days a week.
Is she?
Oh, that's hard work too, Peter.
That's physical labour. Does she enjoy it, Peter? Does she sort of love to keep the brain ticking or the socialness of meeting people and cleaning houses?
Both things. So much so that one of her.
I think we've lost Peter. Oh, good on you, Pat. I think we got the gist of it. 77 years old, still cleaning houses 3 days a week. I don't even clean my own house. Pay someone else to do it. That's hard work, Peter. 133353. Donna, who do you want to give a shout out to for still working away in their twilight years?
One of my cleaners at Northern Beaches High School is 82 and turns up 5 days a week for early shift, 5 to 8.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, right.
What's their name?
Tom.
Tom is an 82-year-old cleaner and still works 5 days a week.
And I bet you what, Donna, no offence to the young people, but sorry, young people, you're awful.
I was going to say it too. You say it first.
More reliable than the young people?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yep. And even does relief if I ask him. Like, I'll do that. Yeah.
I bet you he's a lovely bloke and probably has great relationships with people of staff and students and stuff in the school as well.
Yeah, they all love him. He's wonderful.
Good on you, Donna.
Shout out to Tom. What a legend.
And nice to bond over how awful young people are, Donna. Thank you.